I'm Eddie Hyatt, and this is the Awakening Podcast. I'm so glad you joined me again as we are looking at something so exciting. The Gospels are so exciting. It's the story of Jesus when he spent his life here on earth. He is now seated at the right hand of the Father God with all authority in heaven and earth, having redeemed, having secured our salvation and redeemed us by his blood, by his life. He has redeemed us. And these are the stories of his time on earth and the healings and the miracles which we're looking at. You know, yesterday we began looking at the healing of the blind man in John chapter 9, and how Jesus spit on the ground, made some mud balls, and then pressed them into the eyes of the blind man. The only time he ever healed anyone in this manner. And there are other accounts of him healing blind people, but he never healed two people in just the same manner, which shows how we need to have a very personal, dynamic approach to the healing ministry. Now, Jesus said to him, verse 7, John chapter 9, verse 7, Jesus said to this blind man, after he put the mud balls, the mud clay in his eyes, he said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." So he went and washed and came back seeing. Oh, can you imagine someone who is born blind, who has never seen anything? He has never seen any colors of any kind. All he has ever known is darkness, and all he knows is verbal descriptions that people have tried to describe to him, but words cannot describe the real act of seeing. And can you imagine when he went down to the pool of Siloam and he's dipping and splashing the water on his face, and the mud is being washed out of his eyes, and all of a sudden he looks up and he can see, and he sees people. He sees them with clothes. He sees the various colors, the yellows, the browns, the reds. He looks up. He sees a blue sky with white fluffy clouds, and he must have just been in such tremendous awe. For the first time, he is seeing. Well, we must remember, this is a grown man who has been blind from birth. And so he is very well known. He is, you know, relatives, friends of his family. I mean, this is a miracle that cannot be denied, but it is hard for some people to believe. Those are the kind of miracles let's believe for today. In the book of Acts, it's called a notable miracle when a man who had been crippled from the time of birth was healed. A notable miracle is the kind of miracle that cannot be explained away. Oh Lord, give us notable miracles in this hour that the skeptics cannot explain away, because they are so obvious and so real. Now, verse 8 of John chapter 9 says, "Therefore the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, 'Is not this he who sat and begged?'" In other words, it's as a question, but it's a question of wonder. Is this not him? This looks just like him. Is this not the one who sat and begged? Some people said, "Yeah, this is he." Others said, "He is like him." Others say, "No, he just looks like him." But this man said, he said, "I am he. I am the one. I am the one." Wow. "Therefore they said to him, 'Well, how were your eyes open?' He answered and said, 'A man called Jesus.'" Now, at this point, he really doesn't know who Jesus is as the divine Son of God, the Savior of the world. He just knows him as a man, but an incredible man. And you know, there are many people in the world today. They believe in Jesus, but they don't have the revelation that this man is going to get. We're going to see a progressive revelation of this man that he has of who Jesus is. From being just a man who did great works, to being a prophet, to finally being the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Wow. So he answered and said, "A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed, and I received my sight." He's saying, hey, it was just as simple as that. A man called Jesus. You know, I remember when I was in India many years ago, ministering in India, and I think it was in the city of Calcutta. I was in a taxi, and I passed by a massive billboard, and there were three pictures of people right together: Jesus, and let me see if I can remember the three people. I believe it was Jesus, Mahatma Gandhi, and I believe it was Buddha was the third one. But there were these three religious figures. And in the minds of so many people there, because in Hinduism they worship many gods, Jesus, Mahatma Gandhi, and I believe it was, I don't remember if it was Krishna or Mohammed, that third iconic figure, or Buddha. I think it was Buddha, a likeness of Buddha. There were these three right together. And then the minds of whoever put up that billboard and many of the people, well, Jesus was just a man. A good man, but still just a man. Oh, how the world needs the revelation that comes to us in the scriptures, including the gospels, of who Jesus is, that he's more than a man, more than just a good man, more than just a healer, but the divine Son of God. So they continue to question him. And so they decided to bring him to the religious leaders, to ask them about this. So they brought him, who was formerly was blind, to the Pharisees, verse 13. Now it was a Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. And the Jews were very strict that you don't do any kind of work on the Sabbath. Now, I don't know if this is why they had a problem, but in Jewish tradition, you know, there was a law in the Old Testament against working on the Sabbath. And the Jews had developed all kinds of explanations of what was included in working on the Sabbath. And one rabbi had said that if a person spit on the ground on the Sabbath, it was the same as plowing, because it would cause the dirt to fly up on each part, and it would be equal to plowing, and so would be a violation of the Sabbath law of no work on the Sabbath. Maybe that's what they are referring to here, but the Pharisees say, how can this man is not from God? This man is not from God. Verse 16, therefore some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath. Wow. Others said, how can a man who is a sinner do such signs? And there was a division among them. They said to the blind man again, what do you say about him because he opened your eyes? Now, the revelation is progressing. And the blind man said, he's a prophet. Now, earlier he said, he's a man named Jesus. Now he's a prophet. Wow. So his revelation is progressing. That's where some people are today. Our Muslim friends, they believe Jesus is a prophet, but a lesser prophet than Muhammad. Oh, how they need a revelation of who Jesus really is. Verse 18 says, but the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind. So they didn't believe it. And received his sight until they called the parents of him who had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, is this your son who you say was born blind? How does he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind, But by what means he now sees, we do not know, or who opened his eyes, we do not know. They said, he is of age. Ask him, he will speak for himself. Now listen to what this says. And this is kind of sad. The next verse says, his parents said these things because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if anyone confessed that Jesus was the Messiah, he would be put out of the synagogue. So the parents did not want to be ostracized and rejected and put out of the synagogue. Now that's not like being put out of a church today. Being ostracized from a synagogue, I mean, there would be a blight on your reputation, on your person, and you would probably be ostracized by relatives and friends and family members. And so the Pharisees had agreed that if anyone confessed that Jesus was the long-awaited for Messiah, he would be excommunicated from the synagogue. So his parents, that's why they answered as they did. They feared the Jews. And that's why they said, well, he's of age, ask him. And so again, they called the man who was blind and said to him, give God the glory. We know that this man is a sinner. Talking about Jesus, can you imagine the blasphemy? And why would they say that about Jesus? Because they decided, well, he broke the Sabbath. He spit on the ground. Broke one of our, not the scripture, he didn't break the scripture. He broke one of our religious traditions. Oh, may we never be so tied up with religious traditions that it blocks us from seeing Jesus and allowing Jesus to set the captives free. But I must go on, and let's get to the very end of the chapter. I encourage you to go read the entire chapter. And so finally, in the end, they excommunicated this man. They cast him out and excommunicated him from the synagogue as well. And verse 35 says, Jesus heard that they had cast him out. In other words, excommunicated him. And when he had found him, now Jesus went looking for him. This man was not going to deny what had happened to him. He said to him, do you believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, you have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you. Then he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Now, it's obvious Jews were monotheistic. They only believed in one God. They only worshiped one God. And this man has now progressed to that ultimate revelation of who Jesus is. He is the Son of God, God incarnate, and he falls down and he worshiped him. Oh, I pray today that people in the world who only see Jesus as a man who did good works, and others who see him as a prophet, may they progress as this man did to a clear revelation of who Jesus really is, because only then can we be truly saved and know the power of his salvation. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Awakening Podcast.